Good morning. So as Pastor Daniel said, my name is Cora, and I'm a senior at Indiana Wesleyan. I'm very soon to be graduated. Yes. I'm very happy about that. And I've been attending Meridian with my fiance, Jacob, who's in the tech booth today, for quite some time, maybe about a year now. So some of you may know me from here or from Camp Challenge, where I've worked for about 2 years with a lot of the children here. So I'm currently in this course called homiletics, which is a course which is helping you learn how to preach. And a requirement for that class is preaching in a local church. So I'm so thankful for Meridian and Pastor Emily and Pastor Daniel for allowing me a space here to fulfill those class requirements while also being so helpful and encouraging and helping me with this sermon. They've just been lovely. Even before this sermon series, which we've been doing on Psalm 23, it has been on my mind. I have been listening to these songs about it, listening to lessons, and having this shepherd imagery just surrounding my days. And as I was writing this, I've been learning so much for myself and for my life. I find this psalm to be a kind of balm for the soul and have found great comfort through it. I truly understand why it's so popular, and it's really just been a joy to study. This text has been getting me through the big challenges of my 20s and the big changes, and I hope that it can bring you some assurances that it's given me, that God is present in all things, even the big changes of a young adult. So really, thank you so much for having me this morning and allowing me to share what Psalm 23 has been teaching me. To get started, I would like you to reflect or contemplate. Try and recall a time when you were not fearful. Maybe you should have been, but you were fearless. You were brave. Maybe you were restful in the midst of a really stressful situation, and you were calmed. Possibly you were content with only a little, and to most people, you had every right not to be contented. You were satisfied. You were different than maybe how you should have been. Why did you feel that way? Why did you feel confident or calmed or courageous? Often in my life, it's the people I love who help me to feel that way. They love me very much, and they help me to feel restful or contented or brave. And it's often been a mentor or a good friend who has guided me into God's presence so I can accept good things. The Lord has used them in my life to remind me that I can have confidence in God. Maybe you haven't felt this hope or peace in the midst of a hard time before. Or maybe you're having trouble or it's been a while. If this is true for you, this is so real. For me, I feel as if I've been fighting against restfulness and have been having trouble accepting restoration. He has had to work hard to get me to accept good things lately. The psalmist, many people believe to be David, the shepherd, who is also a warrior and also a king, describes what this feeling is like to him, this feeling of restfulness and contentedness. He uses what many people knew at the time and were acquainted with, which is the picture of a sheep and a shepherd. So let's look at this psalm together, and I'll read it to you. The Lord is my shepherd, and I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures, and he leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He leads me along right paths for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me, and you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I can dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In this psalm, our God is compared to a caring, diligent, and providing shepherd. Verse 1 says that we lack nothing, meaning that we have all that we need. And this goes with and into verse 2, where he causes the sheep to lie down and to be led and to be restored. Last week, Pastor Daniel taught us that sheep can't lie down unless they're at peace and unafraid. When they're not fighting with other sheep, then they can rest. His presence attracts attention and discourages that competition between the sheep that they would fight with each other. With this, it is also true that when they are well fed, they can rest. The shepherd leads them to green pastures so they don't stay in one spot. If sheep stay in one spot and overgraze, they actually ravage the land and end up starving. The land is unusable for quite some time. In the same way, when they're not being tormented by bugs, they can rest. To prevent bugs from tormenting the sheep, the shepherd would go to each sheep and like tediously put oil on each one of their heads and on each one of their faces, because bugs were not just an annoyance, but a danger to them. They would cause the sheep to be absolutely tormented, going to great lengths to be free. They've even been known to like ram their heads into trees to feel some sense of relief. And a lot of these bugs were parasitic, which they would get into the sheep and kill it. I'll spare further details for those who would not appreciate that, me being one of them. So anywho, verse 5 refers to what I think it refers to, this word, and says, he anoints my head with oil. I can't help but have this image in my mind of a shepherd so caringly just rubbing oil into each of their heads, not just for their comfort, because bugs are annoying, but to keep them safe. The Lord provides rest through creating restful environments in us. A restful environment physically can look like a favorite chair and a warm blanket or a coloring page or a song and, you know, your cup of coffee or cup of tea. I'm all over that. It's great. That's a restful environment, a physical environment that we make. We put these things in our spaces to help create rest and cultivate joy. And these are the things in our physical environments. But there's also an inner rest that the Lord can provide. This inner rest is what I asked us to meditate on at the beginning of the message. That time when you were just different and calm. That feeling of comfort, that feeling of confidence and peace, contentedness in the Lord. This kind of rest is created by the Lord. It is found in his presence, in the reliance on his power over all things. He creates that environment in us if we allow him to shape us. And he welcomes us into his presence and into that rest. He has a space reserved in his presence where rest and renewal can be found. In the first three verses, the psalmist is telling us a testimony of what the good shepherd has done for him. He has this picture of a sheep so contented that it rests without fear of getting lost, experiencing discomfort, or fear of danger. In the last half of the psalm, he's no longer sharing a testimony with us, but talking to the Lord. It goes from talking about God, he leads us, he restores us, to talking to God. You prepare, you anoint my head. There's a great focus on feeling safe in the valley and in the presence of enemies. He is blessed, anointed, and comfortable. The Lord is with him, protecting the sheep with the rod, guiding the sheep with the staff. There's confidence in the guidance and the protection of the Lord. This sheep has unbridled and unrestrained confidence in the control the shepherd has over any situation that could arise. Not only confidence, but assurance that this shepherd will provide above and beyond. For example, not only will the sheep be safe in the darkest valley, but also before his enemies. He will be comfortable enough to eat. Why? Because that sheep is safe. He's going to have a whole meal with his enemies surrounding him because the shepherd is next to him, so he can have confidence in that. To me, there are tones of thankfulness as he says every single day, following behind him are goodness and mercy. His cup is overflowing and he's dwelling in the house of the Lord forever. My favorite thing about Psalm 23 is that in every image, in every context of the narrative, the shepherd is with the sheep. The Lord is ever present. That sheep is not alone. What a picture. The longer I studied this psalm, the more notes of trust that I found. I'd like to tell you a story about little me. I would consider myself as a child to be really brave, very confident child. You can ask my mom after service if that's true. I think I was. But we lived out in the country, like really, really out in the country, and there was a lot of animals, wild animals everywhere, and they would make a lot of noise at night. And then our house was pretty old, and it would make a lot of noise at night too. Everyone at night was talking. And so if I had to go to the bathroom at night, I would clasp my hands in front of me, and the hallway to the bathroom was just mirrors all the way down the hallway, the entire hallway. So whenever I'd walk to the bathroom, I would literally be scared of my own reflection. I'd say, like, oh my gosh, like I would just walk and I'd just say, Jesus, 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 because I had been taught if I say the name of the Lord, you know, he'll bring me this peace, this calm. Not only would I say that, but I would repeat over and over, the Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save, which is a reference to Zephaniah. I had learned that song as a child. I think little me was onto something. I think little Cora knew something that maybe big Cora forgot. And I want to be like that still. This image of a child being scared of the dark, but still having enough courage to take a step forward, because she was saying the name of Jesus. She had the power of Jesus, and she knew, deep down inside, she had the courage to take the next step because the Lord was with her. God was walking with me. I can make it to the bathroom and back. And that's a light example, but I think it applies to a lot of other situations too. I still want to feel like that when I'm afraid. I want to have that bravery. If we can have confidence in anything, let it be the goodness of God. Let it be his caring heart. Let it be his promises of never leaving us. And let it be his promises to guide. You may not feel comforted or restful in certain situations or even life in general. And I relate to you. Sleep can be hard to find. And comfort can feel fabricated or even fake. And maybe you feel like you can't rest because if you do, bad things will happen and your life will fall apart. I personally fall into the last category as of late. But hear this. This psalm is not meant to make you feel shame for where you are not. It is supposed to make you feel hope for where you can be and where you really are. You really are in God's presence. This psalm is supposed to help you realize that renewal is available to you. When I turn my heart out to face God and to face others instead of in on myself, I realize that I'm part of a flock under the care of a shepherd. It's not just me in my own world. We don't do anything alone. We're surrounded and we're secure. The responsibility to care for the sheep is not the sheep's, but it's the shepherd's. Allow him to be your shepherd, the Lord of your days, and to take on your burdens. It is his joy to care for you and to be your Lord. As the band comes back up, I would ask you to please stand. I would like to read the psalm slowly to you as a prayer. And when I say these verses, I ask that you would respond with the phrase, "Let it be so," after each stanza. We are asking God to let the Good Shepherd be tangible to us in our lives. As you ask the Lord for his comfort upon your life, remember that he is a good father who cares for you passionately. And he's gone to great lengths to be beside you always. So this psalm really can be read as a prayer. And maybe you're looking at it and you're like, I'm not really sure how I feel about this. I don't know if I can ask the Lord for this. You can ask the Lord to bring you comfort, to bring you peace. He's already there. It's available to you. So as I say these words, I would like you to ask the Lord to let it be so. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. Let it be so. He restores my soul. Let it be so. He leads me along right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.